This is the recording of the third chapter of part 2 Eliot's theories. Name of the chapter: Objective Correlative. Eliot, influenced by the symbolists and imagists, always lays an emphasis on the impersonality and concrete description in poetry. To him, poetry is not an expression of ideas but an art. To achieve the artistic presentation, he propounds objective correlative theory. It is a reaction against the direct expression of a poet's emotion in a piece of work. A poet's duty is not to communicate his feelings to the reader directly, but he should present a hard, concrete, and definite image or any object, scene, event, or situation. Through them, he should evoke the particular original emotion in the mind of the reader. The best way of transmitting a poet's emotion to the reader is to externalize and depersonalize it through outer symbols. The term objective correlative occurs in Eliot's essay Hamlet and His Problems. According to Eliot, Hamlet is an artistic failure, and here Shakespeare fails to find the proper objective correlative for Hamlet's feeling. Eliot explains, "The artistic inevitability lies in this complete adequacy of the external to the emotion, and this is precisely what is deficient in Hamlet. Hamlet, the man, is dominated by an emotion which is inexpressible because it is in excess of the facts as they appear. Hamlet's disillusionment is occasioned by the guilt of his mother, but his mother is not an adequate equivalent for it. His disgust envelops and exceeds her. It is thus a feeling which Hamlet cannot understand. He cannot objectify it, and it therefore remains to poison life and obstruct action." It is against this background that Eliot elaborates his theory of objective correlative in the following words: "The only way of expressing emotion in the form of art is by finding an objective correlative, in other words, a set of objects, a situation, a chain of events, which shall be the formula of that particular emotion, such that when the external facts, which must terminate in sensory experience, are given, the emotion is immediately evoked." In Macbeth, Eliot finds exact objective correlative. The mental state of Lady Macbeth in sleepwalking scene is not conveyed directly, but a set of sensory facts is presented: candle, perfumes of Arabia, smell of blood, spot, and immediately a vivid picture of her emotional and mental state is reflected. It is apparent that the objective correlative is a continuation and application of Eliot's impersonal theory of poetry, which is based on the idea that it is neither the intensity of the emotion nor the greatness of its components that determines the poetic quality of a poem, but what matters is the intensity of the fusion and one of the ways in which the poet achieves this intensity through the embodiment of an emotion in a concrete object. The impersonal theory of poetry assumes that though the poet starts with a basic emotion, he finds for this emotion a body of expressive symbols in which emotions, feelings, and thoughts are so inextricably blended that they become the formula for the original. The personal emotions are transmuted in the fused images and ideas and become the symbolic representation for them. In this concept of the objective correlative, Eliot is seeking some definite token for the correct and artistic presentation of the personal emotions without the poet having to explain them. In Tradition and Individual Talent, Eliot says, poetry is not the turning loose of emotion, but an escape from emotion. It is not the expression of personality, but an escape from personality. To Eliot, the poet should neither occupy himself with his emotion nor personality like a romantic, but with an escape from them. What has the poet to escape into? Eliot says that the poet has only a medium to express, and this medium is objective correlative. Eliot clarifies his concept by saying that the term objective correlative represents what he calls stimuli to the critical thinking, conceptual symbols for an emotional bias. It means that a great work of art is a set of conceptual symbols or correlative which help express the emotions of the poet. The validity of the concept can be tested by examining it with reference to The Wasteland. The dominant emotion of the poem, which is a feeling of disenchantment and disillusion caused by the World War I, has not been presented directly. Eliot views the world through the eyes of the blind seer Tiresias, Tiresias. Thus, this chapter is now over. Thank you.